again to consider it in some people, but they were traveling from Johannesburg. And given the weather conditions, it has been quite difficult for them to get here on time.
This is the fourth and last media briefing on the implementation of government program of action for 2008. The cluster's priorities are derived from government commitment to improve its service to the people as embodied in the 2004 electoral mandate, as well as from the resolutions of the January 2008 Cabinet Lokota and the present State of the Nation Address on 8 February 2008. On APEC Project 15, which deals with ensuring filling of senior posts and signing of performance agreements. At national level, 33 out of 86 of the posts of heads of departments are appropriately filled, while the other three posts are currently filled in an acting capacity. The Post of Head Independent Complaints Directorate, Director General Labour, and the Secretary for Defence are vacant. The Post of Head ICD became vacant in September 2005 after the expiry of the contract of the former head. In the meantime, the post was advertised twice and the response was not satisfactory or responsive. At provincial level, 8 of the 9 Director General posts are appropriately filled, while one post is currently filled in an aching capacity. The vacancy has existed since October 2006 in the Northern Cape Provincial Administration. 94 out of 109, which constitute 86% of HOD posts, have been confirmed by department as appropriately filled, while 15 posts are filled in aching capacity. From the responses received, there is a total of 401 posts of DDG, 251 at national and 150 at provincial level, of which 43 posts are vacant at national level and 28 are vacant at provincial level. These figures translate to a total of 17.7% DDG posts being vacant. From the 124 national and provincial departments that responded, from the responses received, there is a total of 401 posts of DDG, 261 at national and 150 at provincial level, of which 43 posts are vacant at national level and 28 are vacant at provincial level. This figure translates to a total of 17.7 DDG posts being vacant. From the 124 national and provincial departments that responded, indicated that PFO posts are appropriately filled. From the 36 national departments that responded, 8 posts of PFO are vacant, while 16 posts of PFO are vacant in the 88 provincial departments that responded. With regard to local government, a total of 249 out of 283 municipal manager positions have been filled as at 23 September 2008. Of these, only 15 have been filled by women. This represents 88% of filled posts nationally, which represents an increase of 2.1%. The vacancy rate has decreased from 14.1% as at June 2008 to 12% as at September 2008. A total of 248, which is 88% local government PFO positions, have been filled nationally, with 35 vacancies representing 12%. In some municipalities, the positions have been vacant for a period ranging between 1 and 24 months. On signing of performance agreement for 2008 and 2009, 36 national departments have responded to the signing of PAs, and they have reported that 3,092 from the 3,000 953 SMS members had signed PA. Against the total number of SMS members in National Department, 78 of the SMS members have signed. 21 of the national HODs have already signed their PA. 96 provincial departments have responded, and they reported that a total of 2,165 out of 4,053 SMS members had signed PA. Those who signed comprised 53.41% of total SMS members in the 9 provinces. Based on the information received, a total of 5,257 SMS members from national and provincial departments have signed PAs. Those who signed comprise 65.66% of the total of 8,006 SMS members in the national departments and the 9 provinces. Signed performance agreements for municipal managers decreased to 18%, ending 23 September 2008 from 71.6% ending June 2008. This has been attributed to the slow pace at which municipalities have been renewing signed performance contracts annually and after the beginning of their financial year, starting 1 July 2008. On APEC Project 16, which deals with ensuring integrated planning across all fields, work in 25 districts is currently underway to support districts or metros to adopt and use the National Spatial Development Perspective approaches. 10 of the district municipalities that were part of the 2007 program of Action POA will finalize work this year, and 15 are new districts reflected in the 2008 POA. That will be covered during the 2008-2009 fiscal year. Project initiation meetings have been conducted in most of the 15 districts, and work has commenced. Six providers in three, that's Mubani, Francis Bath, and West Rand of the 10 districts, are due to complete their work in October, and the others are at different but quite advanced stages. The Presidency continues to conduct research aimed at revamping the National Strategic Planning System. Documents on the structure of national development plan of different countries of the African continent, that Botswana, Nigeria, and Sudan, and the processes in place to develop national strategic visions have been obtained and are currently being analyzed. On APEC Project 17, which deals with improving civic services, the Department of Home Affairs has implemented several projects aimed at improving the delivery of civic services. The IT production process has been re-engineered, resulting in improved turnaround time for enabling documents. The IT turnaround time currently stands at an average of 40 days, down from 120 days in January 2008. The majority of applicants applying for a reissue ID obtain their documents in 21 days. Passport production currently averages 26 days. Previously, it took 7 to 10 days to issue a temporary identity certificate, and now a client receives it the same day once the applicant has been positively verified. The track and trace system that was implemented is currently assisting in obtaining exemption reports that assist to identify backlogs and long outstanding applications, including monitoring provincial and head office performance. Communication with the public has improved, and the public is informed through SMS notifications with regard to the status of the ID application. An SMS confirmation is sent once the applicant applies, as well as when the ID book is ready for collection, at Office of Application. As part of improving security on issuing of reissue identity documents as well as temporary identification certificates, we have implemented an online verification system which allows for immediate fingerprint verification of citizens who are already in possession of an identity document. On state of readiness in dealing with ID campaign for upcoming elections, in preparation for the voter registration for the 8th to 9th November 2008, all Department of Home Affairs offices will be open from 7 o'clock to 5 o'clock to assist with all ID-related issues. During the week preceding the voter registration weekend, offices will open or are open on extended hours until 1700 hours daily. The department has launched a number of initiatives in order to ensure that citizens are able to obtain identity documents, include the launch of the Gratuitous ID campaign, which has resulted in 97,176 identity documents being issued since the campaign started. Mobile units are working closely with local government to reach remote areas and during the various Indigo programs. On office refurbishment, this project aims at improving the general look and feel of DHA frontline offices by upgrading public areas and installation of standard signage at all targeted offices. Refurbishments were finalized at the following areas where Department of Home Affairs offices are represented: in Mutrina, Rastisier, Molopo, Uchavelo, Mount Frere, Alexander, Petretis, and Temba. With regard to centers of excellence for refugee affairs, the integration of asylum determination offices in Crown Mines, Durban, and Port Elizabeth has been successfully achieved. The integration process in Cape Town and the refurbishment of Crown Mines are on course. The refugee and deportation system and related equipment has been rolled out to all the 5 offices. This system requires all applicants to provide fingerprints and photographs. This will reduce fraud and multiple applications made by applicants using different names and different details. Training of staff has been completed. The large account unit was activated in May 2008 with the aim of providing tailor-made solutions for big companies needing to import large numbers of skilled workers from other countries. To this end, the department has launched a large account pilot project last year with 4 corporate clients, and now the number has increased to 23. The first wave of a total of 12% of the estimated permits has been processed. On average, we are able to issue a business-related permit through the large account unit in 5 days. On good governance, with regard to the implementation of the local government anti-corruption strategy, an additional 12 municipalities have been supported to develop fraud prevention plans since the last report. This support is part of the 2008 and 9 rollout plan to ensure that 150 municipalities will have anti-corruption strategies in place by December 2008. This brings the total of 75 from the 63 reported during the previous reporting cycle. Interacting with the provinces is continuing to ensure dedicated support. A rollout action plan for the anti-corruption communication strategy has been finalized and jointly costed by the DPSA, GCIS, SRALGA, and other sector departments. The National Anti-Corruption Forum convened the 3rd National Anti-Corruption Summit on 4th and 5th August 2008. The summit was attended by 339 delegates representing the public, civil society and business sector. A total of 32 resolutions were adopted addressing the theme of the summit, which is towards an integrated national integrity system. These resolutions will form the basis for the National Anti-Corruption Program on 17 September 2008. On 17 September 2008, Cabinet noted and endorsed the resolutions of the summit. On gender programs, the first public service gender index took place during the month of August, that is the 18th and the 19th, with the theme Engineering Public Service Policy. The implementation of the 8th Principal Action Plan was given priority during the index. The 25th to 29th August was dedicated as Public Service Women Management Week. Reports on the activities during the Public Service Women Management Week are being obtained from departments. Statistics regarding women in management positions are indicated as follows. The Eastern Cape, 29%, the Free State, 27%, Gauteng, 34%, KwaZulu Natal, 33%, Limpopo, 35%, Mpumalanga, 32%, Northwest, 36%, Northern Cape, 30%, and National Department combined, 35%. In celebrating National Women's Day, the Women in Provincial and Local Government Summit was held from 17 to 19 August 2018 in Rustenburg. The summit sought to deepen and reaffirm local government commitment to gender equality through the signing of the Gender Equality Pledge by political and administrative leaders present at the summit. This year's summit opened up for the reinforcement and support of the gender agenda beyond South Africa and in the region through the participation of the United Cities and Local Government of Africa in Women Forum. The forum was represented by Ms. Jeanette Nyame, who is the Vice President, National Association of Local Authorities of Ghana. Women made time-bound resolutions at the summit, which include the strengthening of capacity-building programs for women, especially those who are in leadership positions, and the provision of gender training of officials and politicians by 2010. On disability programs, people with disabilities constitute 0.2% of the total employees in the public service. The target for March 2010 is 2%. The Department of Public Enterprises, GCIS, and Public Works have met the minimum employment equity target of 2% people with disabilities. In the Limpopo province, 2% of the senior management service are people with disabilities. And the latest statistics for the public service, it is as follows. In the Eastern Cape, 0.2%, Free State, 0.1%, Limpopo, 0.2%, KwaZulu Natal, 0.1%, Western Cape, 0.3%, Mpumalanga, 0.2%, Gauteng, 0.1%, Northwest, 0.1%, Northern Cape, 0.1, National Department 0.26, and that takes us to a national average of 0.2. On Matupili, a total of 1,437 officials from 268 municipalities have been trained on the Matupili Change Management Engagement Program. municipalities that are experiencing problems in implementing the BPCMEP are being assisted by the BPSA. The compliance rate for the submission of service delivery improvement plan for 2008 and 9 financial year by national and provincial departments as at 30 June 2008 is as follows. National departments 10 out of 33, which is 30%, provincial departments 22 out of 106, which is 34%. On public participation, concerning the facilitation of public participation at the local government level, the funding model for ward committees has been completed and the consultation with national treasury has been finalized. The process of implementation of the funding model will start when approved by cabinet through an engagement process with provinces. The training of ward committees will be rolled out in January 2009. Following the launch of the guidelines for implementing multilingualism in local government in June 2008, an implementation plan and a schedule of activities for municipalities, ward committees, community development workers and traditional leaders were implemented. The key tenets of the rollout plan include that they will be phased in progressively over a reasonable 3-year period. A disaster management indaba was held from 9 to 10 July 2008 with the participation of experts from international development agencies as well as local practitioners. The resolution of the indaba will be presented to the National Disaster Management Advisory Forum for formal adoption during November 2008. On presidential Izimbizo program, with regard to enhancing responsiveness to communities, two presidential Izimbizo have been held since the previous report. As part of the nationwide presidential Izimbizo program, there were in the northwest, that Uyanala Platinum district, from the 22nd to the 24th of August 2008, and the Eastern Cape, that Alfred Zor district, from the 13th to the 14th of September 2008. The president, ministers, deputy ministers, and other ministers and other government leaders interacted directly with the relevant communities, the key stakeholders, and the local government leadership. On the capacity of the state, with regard to national and provincial government departments that need to provide support to municipalities in their strategic and business plans, including support to prepare IDPs, there are currently 4 sector master plans which have been developed and which are also undergoing revision and finalization. Concerning the implementation of institutional and operational systems to monitor, evaluate, and report on performance of local government service delivery, the consultation process about the appropriateness and relevance of the proposed set of core performance indicators for local government has progressed well. To date, all the provinces and municipalities have been consulted and input from all stakeholders are being consolidated. There are, however, some provinces that are continuing with the consultative process to ensure that as many municipal officials as possible are consulted on the indicators and provide their input. The process of finalizing the proposed set of core performance indicators will be finalized by the end of the financial year. The performance management system hands-on support project is progressing well with the number of municipalities implementing the PMS increasing from 200 to 223, which represents 79% of municipalities in addition. In addition, GTZ, in partnership with the DPLG, has deployed 18 SMS specialists in the local municipalities of the Eastern Cape and Mpumalanga. This brings the total of municipalities being provided with hands-on support to 13. Although most municipalities indicate that PMS is being implemented, many of them do not have functional internal and or external audit units and committees required by the Act and the regulations. Furthermore, failure by the Municipal Council to play its oversight role of ensuring that municipalities develop the quarterly and annual reports has an impact on how the PMS has to be implemented in municipalities. With reference to ongoing deployment of technical capacity to local governments, the total deployment as at September 2008 since the launch of Project Consolidate in 2004 were 1,283 deployments. This consists of deployments by both sector departments and partnering stakeholders. Sector departments, that is DPRG, DAT, DWARF, National Treasury, and the DTI, have deployed 643 people. National Treasury has deployed 503 of the 643 persons, including interns. Partnering stakeholders have made 640 deployments. These are the DBSA, DFID, ILIMA Trust, UNDP, SAICE, SAACE, IMFO, SAICA, and USAID. About 133 of the 640 represent young professionals deployed by the DBSA. Deployments cover the specialized professions of finance, that billing systems, MIG, macroeconomic control, planning, IDPs, and engineering, that's civil. As part of the process to finalize phase two of the local government skills audit, 467 out of 1,039, which represents 44.95%, between 57 and municipal managers, have completed generic competency assessment in 160 of 283 municipalities, which represents 58.5%. Functional competence assessment and verification of qualifications have also commenced. Generic competence assessment was 7,317 out of 12,755 employees below section 57 level in 20 of 283 municipalities have been completed and have also commenced in Tshwane and Etekwini metropolitan municipalities. The DPLG, working jointly with the Finance and Fiscal Commission, is exploring the funding model for the implementation of the government-wide program of support to the Institution of Traditional Leaders. The funding model will bring certainty to funding, uniform norms and standards as to how the provincial sphere of government, in particular, support institutions of traditional leadership in the concurrent governance arrangement. The processes for the listing of the new Department of Traditional Leadership have been initiated, including the development of the business plan for the establishment phase. In this regard, a team consisting of National Treasury, DPSA and the DPLG have been established to address the costing and the structure of the new department. The National Assembly has approved the two bills dealing with amendments to the National House of Traditional Leadership Act and the Traditional Leadership Governance and Framework Act. The NCOP is currently finalizing provincial public hearing on the two bills mentioned above in the next quarter. The DPLG will submit the policy on the Khoisan to Cabinet for approval. On skills assessment, the Human Resource Planning Strategy Framework has been consulted upon extensively. there have been significant increases in the number of plans submitted. Out of 35 national departments, 12 human resource plans have been approved, 8 are drafts, and 35% have not been submitted. At provincial level, 18 human resource plans have been approved from 109 departments, 34 are drafts, and 57 have not been submitted. In the HR Connect project, almost all departments have updated their post details. 900 SMS members were consulted on the draft leadership development management strategic framework through national and provincial workshops. The LPMS framework was finalized, approved, and launched on the 8th September 2008 by the Minister for the Public Service and Administration during the SMS conference. Guidelines for the implementation are contained in the LPMS framework. The submission of the monitoring timetables for the development of the human resource development implementation plan has been completed. All provincial administrations comply, and 22 of national departments completed, 15 national departments and 48 provincial departments submitted organized capacity assessment reports. Departments are currently working on phase 2.2, namely finalization of the annual HRB implementation plan. On capacity development program, the principles of Palama's integrated learning framework have been accepted by stakeholders and are now used in developing curriculum framework for training by stakeholders and are now for training programs such as HRM and MND. The Public Service Curriculum Committee has been established. A draft quality policy has been developed to harmonize procedures and tools for junior and middle management services. A virtual forum has been established as part of e-learning strategy to support the communication and relationship building between the academy and its provincial counterparts. A draft e-learning strategy has been developed. The minimum anti-corruption capacity learning manual was submitted to PCSA for accreditation, and plans are underway to make MASCC an online training program. The gender mainstreaming materials have been approved for accreditation by the PCSA. A group of 1,500 public servants at levels 9 to 12 in strategic positions such as gender focal points and project finance and procurement managers will be given gender training. A total of 20 courses will be presented to national departments and 55 courses will be presented in provinces. Palama submitted a proposal to Office of Status of Disabled Persons for funding to revise the disability manual. The National Disability Policy Framework is currently being revised to include the United Nations Convention and the Integrated National Disability Strategy, as well as new Act policies and legislation. The revised framework is being presented to various clusters, and once this is finalized, Palama will develop a new disability manual. The evaluation report on the accelerated management development training has been factored into the revised architecture of the full-scale rollout of the accelerated development program. 25 ADP members attended a study tour to India from 13 to 24 October 2008. Palama is working in collaboration with DPSA and BFA to send 12 ABP participants on another advancement program to China at the end of November 2008. The advocacy initiative to select a second group of participants in the AGP has begun. The South African Social Security Agency has indicated its intention to take up the project Kaedu training and master over a 3-year period. 494 officials have attended Core Skills Week and 509 have completed their deployment for the period January to August 2008. The South African Police Services has requested a proposal to train in excess of 600 SMS on a customized training. Discussions have been held with the Department of Defense, which also requested a customized Kaedu program. Two additional regional training of trainers courses on massified inducting program have been completed. A total of 7,665 trainees have been trained since the MIT became compulsory on 1st April 2008. The first MIT quarterly report has been completed and the second has been drafted and will be finalized after training stages have been recorded. On macro organization of the state, with specific focus to the senior public service, the Public Administration Management Bill has been introduced in the National Assembly and referred to the Portfolio Committee on Public Service and Administration. Due to the nature of the bill, that calls for wider stakeholder participation and the fact that such could not be accommodated in the short period of time at Parliament's disposal, we have since withdrawn this bill. On integrated service delivery, the request to fund the establishment of tutoring centers through the municipal infrastructure grant has been approved. The ICT blueprint audit has been completed in all tutoring centers and the installation has commenced. 50 new centers were operationalized this year. A total of 127 tutoring centers are operational. 14 centers were branded this year. A total of 40 centers have been branded so far. The South African Post Office has identified 3 centers to be constructed in this financial year. 15 centers have been identified for the installation of general service counters in the financial year. GCIS partnered with the Department of Communication for the deployment of IT trained youth in tutoring centers. Workshops on the master plan for the community development worker program were conducted in 8 provinces. Funds have been secured from GCIS to support 583 CGW learners in training. That's in the Eastern Cape, 259, KwaZulu-Natal, 117, Limpopo, 112, and Mpumalanga, 95, which will be completed in November. India approved the application of 33 CPW to receive training in India. We have, however, noted the state of vulnerability of the CPW program, and we have since decided that the Department of Public Service and Administration and the Department of Provincial and Local Government will soon launch an intervention plan to address this vulnerability of the program. On transversal systems, the ICT adoption rate is 100% for 2008 and 2009. The credibility rating of all ICT nationally is at 79.5%. Reports on integrated planning and ICT analysis were presented to Cabinet. LG, MINMEC, and the technical PCC and a number of resolutions were adopted. A National Development Planning Implementation Forum, a mechanism to advance coordination and joint planning, was held on 15 to 16 September 2008 with provinces, sectors, and sub-municipal representation, and important resolutions were also adopted. On government-wide monitoring and evaluation system, a course on linking MME to strategic planning was developed and piloted with senior managers in the Northwest Province on 1st to 3rd September 2008. Today, 154 officials have participated in the 3-day MME introductory course and 28 in the pilot 1-day orientation course. A total of 28 training facilitators have been appointed to deliver the current MME short courses. A workshop was held with all offices of the Premier from 2nd to 3rd September to discuss the Premier guideline document that was developed to assist OCTs in developing and implementing MME systems and also to share experience. An analysis of the public management work was done based on the June 2008 information. A working group within the infrastructure department is being established in order to identify and address those areas where departments have performed poorly. An assessment of the current practice within South Africa and some best practices internationally on mechanisms to ensure public participation within monitoring and evaluation has been completed. Consultation on the problem definition and the identification of options to address these options in the area of popular participation will be commencing within the DPSA shortly. The outcome of this process will be the establishment of a participation framework. I thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Minister. Colleagues, we are ready for questions. This was a clear indication that this is the last report. We are giving you a comprehensive report so that we can be able to report the authoritative view on this. Shall we start with the questions? Shall we start in Cape Town?
Okay, I'll do Cape Town.
My question is regarding the swap, the DG swap between sports and recreation and recreational services. I'd like to know, considering the climate priority for government and recreational services in the current cluster, what skills does the new commission of recreational services bring to the new position that will improve service delivery? In other words, how have you proven yourself to qualify for this new position?
Second question, Cape Town.
At the moment, I've got one.
There are another one in Victoria. Let's listen to them.
Thanks for the question. The skills that the new National Commissioner of Correctional Services is bringing to the department is managerial and leadership skills. I will remember that the new National Commissioner has been with the public service and with department at senior positions where he had an opportunity to learn to be able to perform to the extent as is expected for a head of department. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Third question. Was the report that clear that there are no questions on it? Cape Town, still no question?
None in Cape Town.
Pretoria, still no question. And at the same time, the report that we're bringing is quite clear. We shall look at the coverage to see whether we were not misrepresented. Thank you very much to the members of the media, to the panel. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr.